Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, all of those people who are out there helping to keep America free and safe as well. Now, to everybody working on a third watch, we certainly appreciate everything that you're doing. And we welcome you to the program. Now, also to our over-the-road truck drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and everywhere in between. Also, our FedEx and our United States Postal Service drivers that deliver the bulk mail to the warehouses and the post offices where they then sort that mail for you. And we get it later in the day. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Don't forget about that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on the Parler and MeWe the same way. We're also over on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you find us over there by looking up Captain's America, all one word, Captain's America. And, of course, we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things about us and where you can hear us in other spots around the country. All right, well, joining us right now, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I talked with you during the break about this storm that's coming across. We've got one storm, folks. You need to start paying attention here. We don't know if it's going to come more towards us or skirt the East Coast. There's still a couple of questions and variables about it, but certainly it's still the middle of hurricane system season. This is when it starts right now, hot and heavy. So you need to keep yourself prepared and with the supplies and whatever else you need for a storm, because this one here, as I said, is headed in our direction. We don't know anything other than the fact that it's coming across the way it is. It might or it might not come this way, but hopefully it'll bounce up the East Coast and create problems for somebody else, right?
Yeah.
We don't want it.
We don't want any problems. Well, yeah, well, we don't want problems for anybody, but...
No, but it'll bounce around. Maybe it'll be out to sea. We'll see. So it is. Yeah. It is what it is. All right. Now, back to what we were talking about here. And let me see here. The president reportedly, according to several constitutional talking heads, have said that he had constitutional power to declassify the documents he had in his possession, and more than likely probably did that before he left the White House.
Correct.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that this government is afraid that Trump would have, with access to the documents that he had, use it to kind of blow things wide open when it came to the complicity and the collusion of a lot of these people that are in the Biden administration, especially when it came to Russiagate. So now we have a situation here where the Department of Justice came out yesterday, I think, late yesterday, and they're essentially saying that they disagree with Trump being granted a special master, and that the feds are citing efforts to obstruct a probe. So it was likely that Trump was going to use the had the documents to obstruct any kind of a probe. Likely, it says. Well, you know, what a ridiculous statement, because, I mean, we have to go back to the fact that he didn't pack the boxes. That was done by the General Accounting Office. Number two, all these documents have been there since he left Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Number three, the FBI in NARA, National Archives, was there in June. So why was there a panic now? And why, you know, the whole thing stinks. So we still have this war going on at every turn against Trump. And, you know, tomorrow night we have Biden giving a speech. It's a political speech, by the way,
right,
which is apparently he has to pay for, or campaigns have to pay for, and not the government pay for, you know, all the pomp and circumstance goes around this speech. But he's going to go on a full-blown assault of what he calls ultra-MAGA. So he's going to, he's going to slam half the country.
I wonder which half that's going to be.
Yeah, of course.
Our half. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Ultra-MAGA.
Yep. Yep. Well, all you got to do is show up with a MAGA hat on. Everybody turns around and looks at you like wondering what you're going to do next. Have you noticed?
Well, you don't have to do that. I mean, you just have to be, you know, he goes, like, he has a respect for conservatives. No, he doesn't.
Right. You're right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Jeff was going to take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back. And my conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. And I can tell you that if you need to get some information, want a rate quote for the car you're driving, maybe the truck you're driving, you can trot on over to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and everything that you wanted to know is right over there. Now, if you want to know who the closest agent is and you want to go visit them, that's fine too. There's information over there about that. But how about this one? How about you want to know whether or not the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, you can save a little money on your insurance? Now, they offer you coverage for that. Plus, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll cover that too. And they can even help you with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. And in every case, they have an opportunity to save you money, because when you bundle your car insurance together with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, you will save money. So, if you want to save money, check them out. Check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We need to talk about the passing of a legend, the last of the Russian modern-day, if you will, presidents, and that would have been Mikhail Gorbachev. I believe his name.
He was the last of the Soviet leadership.
Oh, okay, and I believe
not Russia.
I believe he was 91 years old.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was the last Soviet leader. Say what you will, but there are two words that I would apply to him. And one is perestroika, and the other one is glasnost. He helped end the Cold War as we knew it without firing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probably the one criticism is that 2 years after his leadership, when he left, the Soviet Union collapsed. But I would argue that was probably a good thing because there were a lot of countries that became independent. And this is clearly what Putin is fighting today. But he brought down the Iron Curtain. He worked to stop a class of nuclear weapons. He helped to really begin to transform the Soviet Union. And it hurt the country, but it hurt it kind of in the right way. But he actually, interestingly enough, worked, talking about our own National Archives, he actually worked with our own National Archives to open primary sources of documents and whatnot in history, validating what we had and whatnot, even if the documents did him no favors. So he and Reagan got along very well. So I think that there's a lot to be revisited and learned about Gorbachev.
Okay, we have Mel on the telephone line, so we're going to go over to him. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
With this people being escorted from the FBI building and the whistleblowers that are coming forth, I wonder how this organization, with their directors that are in place, how far they're lying, these to try to take the president down, who I still feel is president of the United States at this moment. How far they think this is going to go? Because the public is being aware of it. The heat's only going to get turned up on them. With, as I said, with the whistleblowers coming forth, that they've got to answer to some charges there. So I was just curious, how far do you think this is going to go? Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
You know, Mel, that's a fascinating question because I think that's what I think about every day. We don't have a concept of how deep and wide the deep state is, especially when it comes to the government agencies that we are supposed to trust. Now, here's the fascinating thing. We have something over in the House called the Government Oversight and Reform Committee, which is chaired by Carolyn Maloney, who just lost her race. The work that they're supposed to do is to do what, interestingly enough, precisely what Senators Grassley and Senators Johnson are doing when it comes to the FBI and all things Hunter Biden laptop and the FBI, Facebook, and these kinds of things. And so you notice that the the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is the least bit interested in any of this. So we have a constitutional, I guess, I think it's constitutional, committee in the House that's not doing its job. I often go over to their website to see what it is that they're doing, and they're not. There isn't anything over there that the oversight committee is investigating. It's of any consequence.
Mm.
So it puts the burden on other peace parts of Congress. And Senator Grassley has probably one of the best investigative teams out there. And he's the one that many, many months ago called for the attention and discipline of Timothy Siebel, and rightly so. And as I said on this show yesterday, T-Bolt was just handed off the baton from Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. But it goes back further than that, because or deeper than that, because it's the entire top floor of the Bureau. And we have to understand, too, that when you've got, under James Comey, and what were all those tactics? Because all of those people under James Comey, none of them have been disciplined. Not one of them. You had that Kleinsmith cat who had lied, but he never lost his, he was a lawyer, but he never lost his law license. And he altered a CIA document. So that's it. Nobody else has been disciplined. In fact, Andy McCabe, who was fired under Merrick Garland, got all of his retirement and his attorney's fees back. So he was essentially rewarded into retirement and didn't lose a blasted thing. So how deep and wide does the deep state go? We have no idea. But when I wrote the article about what the Department of Justice, I wrote what, a week and a half ago, was so upset about to get these documents out of Mar-a-Lago, I believe that that's precisely part and parcel what Trump had. Again, he didn't pack the boxes. And these operatives in the Biden White House, or the Biden administration, I should say, were fearful that Trump could pull something out and begin to really torpedo the situation. Again, remember, they said that he had nuclear material, and I said, no, nuclear isn't a noun, meaning nuclear weapons. Nuclear was an adjective, that what Trump had could go nuclear as far as the deep state is concerned, and I still believe that today. Hello, you out there?
I was listening to something in my ear here, and I got stuck on stupid here with the television, because there's a California bill that's been introduced to punish doctors for misinformation. That's what just caught my attention. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'll see you a little bit later in the day. Have yourself a good day, and in the meantime, enjoy the weather and enjoy your tennis match.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'm going to try to find out about that. California bill is being introduced to punish doctors for putting out misinformation about what, you say? COVID. Here we go again, right? I'll be back with the military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd called White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre a liar on Tuesday after she claimed illegal immigrants aren't just walking in across the border. He spoke to Fox News.
I watch these people walk across the border every single day. We see it. It's disgusting what we're seeing, and she knows exactly what's happening, but she's deflecting. She's lying. She knows that the mainstream media isn't going to cover this issue. She knows that by in large part, apart. Nobody's going to care because they don't understand what's going on. But she does recognize it as well. If the mainstream media would cover this, if the American public understood what was going on, they would be outraged.
Tuesday marked the one-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan. The withdrawal brought an end to almost 20 years of American military involvement there. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for the Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. NAA.edu. And we'll tell you about their two campuses and where they'll train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Right now, they're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy for a number of years. In my opinion, and I've been there a number of times, they are the best at what they do in training people that want to be aviation maintenance techs. And they have a tremendous staff of students, as well as teachers and instructors. And, of course, they will go out of their way to try to help you get the financing that you need to be able to take the courses, and especially if you're in the military, you'll have your GI Bill. Most of you, if you haven't used it, you got all of it that'll be able to be applied here, most of it anyway. And I will say to you that if you give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, you can ask to take the tour. Now, their campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in Tampa Bay. I'm over here in the east side in Tampa, and they're over across the bay in Clearwater. Now, you can ask them to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, that campus, or the one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside the city limits of Boston. Now, if you want to take both tours at both locations, you can do that to make up your mind as to where you would like to go to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. So that's not a problem. Now, when you do take the tour, you're going to get a chance to talk to the students at either location. You'll also get a chance to talk to some of the instructors at either location. And, of course, you get a chance to talk to the money people and what's involved with the student loans. Now, again, if you're in the military and you have not used your educational benefits for anything, then you are going to be covered 100% for whatever it is that you entail when you go to National Aviation Academy to become a certified aviation tech. It takes about 14 months to do that. And if you have experience, say you're coming off a flight crew, you have experience, then it takes about 2 or 3 months before you can challenge the test to make sure you're going to pass it, the FAA test. Again, these are all ways that you can use to become an aviation maintenance tech and work on the big aircraft. So, don't forget, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go there, check out the website. That's number one. Number two, pick a campus. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. You'll be able to talk to students, be able to talk to teachers, be able to talk to the people that handle the finances here, the money program. So you'll be able to get all of that taken care of at either location. And I wish you well, and I hope you're able to make the grade. I hope you're able to make the grade. It's a tremendous opportunity, tremendous occupation. Well, there's a new Defense Department group that's now charged with studying and hopefully reducing the prevalence of aircraft crashes, vehicle rollovers, ship collisions, and a lot more. That's all they're going to do is study what went wrong and then try to make corrections off their recommendations. I'd like to be a part of that. That'd be interesting. I used to investigate traffic accidents with big trucks. That's one of the things I did as a large truck owner, plus someone that knew the extent of injuries and how people got hurt and whatnot. And being a driver myself for a number of years, we were able to go back as a team with our team and put together a traffic accident from a driver's standpoint. That's what we specialize in doing. From a driver's standpoint, what happened, why did it happen, and who was at fault? It was also very, very, very interesting. Now, August the 30th, which was yesterday, marked the one-year anniversary of the end of Operation Refuge, the final act in the longest war in U.S. history in Afghanistan. A lot of people had a lot of mixed feelings yesterday. We were over at, my group and myself, were over at Mission Barbecue. A few people had a few things to say, not very many. Very respectful group, I might add. But there were a lot of mistakes made, especially at the tail end, and leaving people behind, especially at the tail end. We were told we had gotten all the Americans out. We knew that wasn't true because of all the people that were there to begin with. And they were scattered all around the country, every which way they could be scattered. Some people were able to get out by just driving across the border and going into one of the neighboring stands. Some people, not all of them. And some other ones were able to get out by having planes fly in where they were at, or helicopters, and pick them up and then take them out that way. But what a mess it was. What a mess it was a year ago, yesterday. Now, a new choice for COVID-19 vaccination is apparently available in the military, at military clinics. It happened as of Monday. Troops can now get Novavax as a COVID-19 vaccine. This is something we were talking about yesterday, and we talked about even on the weekend show because we heard they were going to do this. So it's another way to get vaccinated and take care of the Army or the Air Force or the Coast Guard or the Marines or the Navy or whoever's responsibility is telling you, hey, get vaccinated or else. And again, that's still in the courts, so we're waiting for something to happen sooner rather than later, but we'll see. Now, the U.S. Army said that it dispatched its upgraded networking equipment to soldiers in Alaska, marking the first time an Arctic unit was provided Capability Set 21 and the kit amid the increased military investment in the northern region. And there'll be more, I'm sure. By the way, bankruptcy was denied in the 3M earplug lawsuit. The legal battle will continue. The 3M earplugs created more problems than they were worth, apparently. Did not work. And they filed bankruptcy to try to reduce their financial outlay by having a product that was not up to snuff. And the U.S. and South Korea are kicking off the counterattack phase of the Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise in South Korea. Of course, the North Koreans are looking at them sideways going, what are you doing? What are you doing? You got us scared. All right, I'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, folks, don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we will, before we get to Chris Markowski, remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura has a location right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, next door to their sister store, Moss Nissan. And, of course, they've been there, and they're just wheeler-dealing. And it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers coming in to buy vehicles from all around the countryside, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. And, of course, all over Florida. Now, that's because of the You Serve, You Save program, for one thing. That's where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal offered to them for the jobs that they do. Now, you also will have Moss Care afforded to you with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle that you're driving. And that is another tremendous opportunity for you. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door even wider for you. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, 10.7 million job openings initially were reported for June. And that might have been reduced by about 500,000 or so if workers filling those jobs had waited for the July payroll survey, which was taken a few weeks late. And I guess we're going to get that number back probably tomorrow or the next day, is my understanding?
The big number is Friday.
Okay.
You'll get August, and you know, we're going to get adjustments from prior months. A lot of this stuff is statistics and, you know, adjustments based upon the time of year. You look at the JOLTS report and you see the job openings around the country, which is now around 11 million. It's extraordinary. It really is. And again, you know, it's taken, unfortunately, as bad news because they're saying this is going to cause further wage inflation here, in the United States. I think we're going to continue to see more and more automation. I do, more and more technology being involved in a myriad of different things, especially after what we're seeing taking place in California, what they want to do in regards to unionizing all of the fast food workers around the state.
Correct.
Companies are going to, and businesses are going to have to adjust. It's just they're not going to be able to afford to stay in business.
Kiosk, my friend.
Yeah, it's going to continue to head in that direction. The good thing about this is, and I've said this again and again, inflation's biting. It's hurting a lot of people. It's hurting a lot of people that are on fixed incomes, a lot of senior citizens out there. However, you know, you can get out from underneath it if you choose to do so. If you want to go and you want to find yourself a part-time job and work a couple days a week to basically help make up for some of these higher costs, you can go ahead and you can do that. At this point in time, you're going to have no trouble finding a job. So as bad as it is with all of this inflation out there, at least we have that going for us as far as the ability to go out there and make some extra money.
Now, when you have all these job openings that are getting more numerous, doesn't that kind of raise the inflation alarm a little bit?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it, because, again, the employees have negotiating power against employers in regards to that need to hire people. And obviously, you know, that's called wage inflation. I've never been a big believer that wage inflation is necessarily that bad of a thing. There's other people that think it's terrible. I don't mind people making more and getting what they deserve to get paid. I don't like it when we have minimum wages and we force businesses to pay people what, you know, they might not be able to afford. A business is going to have to adjust based upon the conditions. And, you know, if wages rise, they're going to have to become more efficient in other ends of their business and do a myriad of things to get their costs down. I mean, it's just part of running a business. But, you know, the whole wage inflation concept, I'm sorry, there's little that the Federal Reserve can do about that.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We talk to him every morning at this time. And, you know, the better-than-expected figures that were released on Tuesday will be welcome news to retailers, but they also may want to push the Federal Reserve to take a little bit more hawkish stance, as the conference's board survey indicates more confidence in the labor market and a recovery in the spending plans.
And actually, consumer confidence was also up, too, due to the fact that, you know, gas prices came down to some degree. Again, at this point in time, I think, what the Fed is the most the biggest bang for the buck in regards to actions from the Fed is lowering the monetary supply, and they've been doing that. I don't think the interest rates, quite frankly, are going to do as much. Again, they can't raise them to really any level where I think that they're going to do any sort of real damage. I think a lot of this is just, you know, in essence, a show. I really do. They can't raise rates too high because it would basically blow up the budget of the United States, because we have to continue to borrow money on a regular basis to fund our profligate spending and our $30 trillion debt. So if they were to raise rates to a much higher level, our budget would absolutely be blown up and our interest costs would skyrocket. So they're boxed in. There's not that much they can do on that front.
Well, part of the deal with the gasoline prices going down is because people haven't been going as far and spending as much because they've been saving their money to buy things like, oh gosh, groceries.
I think there's some of that, but I'm going to be honest. I've heard that.
I've seen it.
I mean, I'm on the road, Matt, and, you know, like I said, I had to take my son back to college. And, you know, early in the morning on the ride up, you know, it takes me, you know, right around 3 hours to get there from Long Island to Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic was so bad on the way home on a Saturday afternoon, it took me almost 6 hours. So it was a parking lot. I-95 was an absolute parking lot. It wasn't just, no one's trucks. I mean, it's cars. So, I mean, I don't see it when it comes to driving. I see the roads are packed and traffic is out of control.
Okay, well, during the week they're driving to work, and during the weekend they're going wherever they're going, but
yeah,
the weekend traffic seems to have slowed down a little bit, especially down here.
Well, you know, still summer in August. You know, Florida, obviously, you know, it's going to be a little bit more tempered because it's so hot, but, I mean, I haven't seen it in regards to the driving cutbacks as of yet, that's for sure.
Now, wait till I tell you this one. A group of Republican women candidates are going to visit the border next week. And they're going to denounce the harm done to illegal migrants by President Joe Biden's easy migration policies. But the group that's escorting the candidates, backed by Republican donors, big donors, also wants the candidates to downplay the economic harm done to Americans by the government's immigration programs, because a lot of them are involved in the middle of that. So I guess you can't really say what you want to say if you want to say it, huh?
Well, listen, I'm a big believer that we have to actually do something about it rather than talk around the edges, and I think there's compromise that needs to be had. I forget the name of the representative from Miami who's got, you know, put forward a plan where it's basically a 15-year pathway.
Oh, Diaz-Balart, I think.
Yeah. I like it. I do. You got to pay fines. You got to learn the language. You can't get any government services. I mean, it seems to me, you know, reasonable and a step in the right direction. We all know that we're not going to round everybody up and throw them out of the country. We got one disaster after another. You know, one of the funny things is people are realizing is Texas is basically busing all these people to New York. New York's like, oh yeah, we'll take them. They screwed up royally here in the city. They've got no place to put the people. They were planning on putting them in hotels. There's nothing set. The mayor here is, I'm sorry, he's a clown. He really is. People thought he was going to be a step in the right direction after de Blasio. No, I think this guy's an absolute clown. All he likes doing is showing up at, like, press events. And they got another disaster here in New York. They've got no place to put these people.
Wow. Yeah. That's a shame. That's a real shame, because everybody was hoping that he would do much better. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so I will let you go. We will talk again tomorrow, and you have yourself a great day up there in the Big Apple.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news, and then Rod Edwards will be around, and then I'll be around with him. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.